for every bit as funny and playful as last night was. That was moving and engaging, and I just don't want to let that go. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, especially because I start with a not great joke. So, but it interested me a little while ago. With this theme, Roots and Wings, it's this topic you use Bandy about a lot, in part because of the song Spirit of Life, which most of you probably know by heart. But of course, I did my own Google searching on Roots and Wings, and I was shocked when I found out, like, it's not just us anymore. It's not just our phrase. So there is another musician, I don't think quite as talented as the four of you, Miranda Lambert. How many of you know Miranda Lambert? Country girl. Yep, I like country music. So Miranda Lambert wrote a song, Roots and Wings. Anyone know this song? Any of you? No? All right. This is when I wish I could project, because it's a good one. So it turns out she writes this song solely for the purpose of selling Ram trucks. It's not released on a single anywhere. It's not on an album. The video is pretty awesome, actually. We would make that pledge goal if I dare try. Just to shut me up. No, the line, though. So, and it's a short song, and it's very Miranda Lamberty. But the line that's the best, that I think, you know, really fits for us. I just love it. She says, I raise my glass on a Saturday night. I thank the Lord on a Sunday drive. I got roots and I got wings. I thought, that's perfect. That's exactly what it means to be a brew, you know? That described what we did last night. Maybe not thanking the Lord, but, you know, close, something like that. Anyway, roots and wings are often used to sell something. Right? She wants it to sell trucks and her down-home persona. So the question for you is, what are we selling? Right? We're trying to make you think about roots and wings. We clearly want you to buy into something. And we have hit this phrase awfully hard today and last night in that hilarious and well-put-together and thoughtful play. So what are roots and wings? I appreciate that Star did the reading from David. It's a reading that captured me years ago, and then whenever Mike or someone suggested it in the Canvas meeting, we do Roots and Wings, I thought, but, I've got something for that, and I went back to an entire sermon that this minister, David Bumbaugh, had written 21 years ago about roots. He writes, a religious community is a dream curled within a seed. It is planted in hope. It is watered in trust. He goes on to say, we turn now to the future, secure in our rootedness and a unique tradition. Unitarian Universalism is a unique tradition. What did they say about the masters? Unlike any other. That's us. Seeking to carry that dream into this broken and bleeding world, building structures of justice and mercy, building structures of peace and hope, turn now to the future. Be steadfast as a growing tree. This part wasn't in what Star read, because I had to have some of the good stuff for myself. He writes, the life is in the roots. The dream is in the roots. The power is in the roots. Renewal is in the roots. What inspires me most about that, about his phrasing David's sermon, is when he talks about the literal roots of our faith and he traces them back to all of these people and places. And then I think about Brew and my own UU faith and how I can sit and we together can sit closing our eyes and we can trace our own UU roots individually and institutionally back to certain people and places. So let's do that for a moment. I invite you to close your eyes and to listen and meditate as I read. These are, again, words from David and a rich sermon, and I'm just pulling out excerpts. I can't do justice to the whole thing. And as your eyes are closed, I hope that you'll imagine these people, but I also hope you'll imagine people like Doris Galvin and Kathy Ring, people like Kathleen Allen, early DREs, early committee chairs, early board chairs, just our ancestors. David writes, "Our roots run deep, out of sight, deep into time, deep into history. The roots run to Spain and France and Switzerland, to Michael Servetus. The roots run to Brazil and Switzerland, to Sebastian Castillo, watching the funeral pyre in Geneva, crying out for all the world to hear, to burn a man is not to defend a doctrine. It is to burn a man. Why cannot I live and say my honest word and have your love? For love is the badge of any true religion." The roots run deep and out of sight to Francis David, great spiritual leader of Transylvanian Unitarianism, the only time and place in all human history where our spiritual ancestors constituted a majority and in so doing decreed tolerance. The roots run deep to New England, to John Murray and Hosea Ballou, to Margaret Fuller, who dared believe with talent and ability that talent and ability and fullness of spirit were not limited by gender. To Abner Kneeland, last to be imprisoned in free Massachusetts for the crime of blasphemy for daring to challenge the Bible. The roots run deep to Clarence Skinner and A. Powell Davies, to Dorothea Dix, Susan B. Anthony, to Julia Ward Howe and Olympia Brown, to countless others, to those like James Reeb and Viola Liuzzo, who gave their life, believing that religion exists to reshape the world to justice, to mold it to mercy, and to bend it to peace. Our roots run deep. What I appreciate most about that metaphor and about David's sermon is the idea that the roots can ground us to something generations before, and yet we are given freedom through the wings. It's interesting here in Unitarian Universalist churches that we so often go to this notion of two options for exploring our spiritual and religious growth. When we find something really interesting, we usually do two options. We eschew the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We don't really do that so much. But life lessons we do in twos. Unitarian Universalist, two words. Way to go for both. Roots and wings, of course, two words. Worth and dignity. Independent web, even some of the most important, like wine and chocolate, or coffee and chocolate, or milk and chocolate. Two words. Roots and wings. It's far from surprising that it's one of the easiest and most common ways that many of us describe our faith to others. In many ways, it's been called our doxology. It is our amazing grace. Kimberly French once wrote in the UU World. Those are phrases that we hear over and over, speaking to this need that humans have to be grounded in something and free to grow, needing that balance between tradition and future. Let me tell you something of my own UU religious roots and why this speaks to me so much. I'm of the belief that whatever it is we first experience as UUs, that's pretty much what we like. It's kind of like growing up at home. My first UU church, every single Sunday after Joys and Sorrows, every week sing Joys and 123, Spirit of Life. Every week. I've told that story and people have said, "My God, man, weren't you bored out of your mind?" Yeah, sometimes. You know, the first few weeks I thought it was neat, right? No one needed their hymnal to sing the song. After a while, it got a little old and passé. And then it hit its stride. And that I could sing it with my eyes closed. And it was sort of a meditation, taking me out of my body, letting me go to wherever it was I needed, but still holding me in the container that was this religious community. And in times when family members got sick or passed away, at times when my own life felt like it was falling to pieces, or in times when I celebrated great joys, hearing that song and the context of that community in its place was so comforting. Those roots nurtured and sustained me. And that's what it means to have roots somewhere. And so, over the past 34 years, Brew has set up some traditions, and it's had some ways to experiment. We try to find that perfect balance, that spot between tradition and innovation, recognizing our need for stability and comfort and habit, and our need for creation and imagination and freedom. You all, I can't even say we, because I'm so darn new here, but you all, the members and friends of the church, have worked side by side with the staff and ministers over the years to water the roots, to ensure the nutrients made it down to the rich soil so that there was a strong and sturdy religious community tall as a beacon of liberal theology in this county. In the 70s and 80s, Manassas and its neighbors very much needed a church, not just a place to be, but a place to be religious that helped people express their shared human values of optimism for change if human hearts, hands, and hopes were aligned. Manassas and its neighbors needed, and still do, a congregation where our theology is that rigid theology is unacceptable. You cannot really be a Unitarian Universalist and believe there is only one path to the truth. The joy and the beauty and the awe of the tree is that it branches out. That there are many ways to climb that tree and see the sky and to see what's up there, just like the bird has wings to fly and move around. And because that tree has been rooted in theological diversity, the fruit it bore was fruit that tasted sweet to many different types of people. Young, middle-aged, retired, and elders, people who are bisexual and gay and lesbian and straight, people who are transgendered and cisgendered, people who are young or whose bodies work and don't work, the trees have offered shade to many people, and you trees offer shade to the oppressed, those who have suffered one too many taunts, who have suffered too much violence, to those who are hungry and lonely and crying out for a place to lean back and sit and cry as beautiful music and clouds roll by, as the breeze dries their tears on their cheeks. It's true that over time, if we don't pay attention to it, roots can fade and trees can turn to rot. In so doing, the nest that those birds we love build, the nest can fall down. The birds become homeless, things fall apart. And so we have to work at keeping things together. However it is we want to support natural life around us, whether it's the tree or the bird or the plants or the water or the air, we need to do it together. I love the story of the 1980s hockey team. I know, it's a little dated and you might wonder, what? Why the 1980s hockey team? But I love it in particular because it talks to me about roots. You see, the U.S. Olympic team in the Miracle of Ice year pulled mostly from college students rather than pros like they do now. There's this great story not long ago on 30 on 30 on ESPN from the coach. You know, all these young kids together, and he was trying to get them to practice so that they would do well and beat the Russians. And he'd make them practice, and he'd start with five questions. What's your name? Where are you from? I forget some of the others. The last one was, who do you play for? And each kid, each young person, would say their college. Yeah, I'm Mike. I'm from Massachusetts. I play for the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. The coach would make them run sprints. This happened all night long. And finally, the guy who ended up becoming the team captain struggled through those questions. And at the last one, when the coach, Coach Brooks, says, who do you play for? Mike says, I play for the United States of America. Yeah, it's a good moment, right? And They break through that recognition that they come out of those roots. They break through just being solitary. They are into something new. It's almost as though they break through the ground and they become the visible tree. And we know the story. They go on to make a miracle happen. Well, that's what we're charged to do. We all have our roots. We all have things that deeply guide us, our past and our experiences, and we come together here to grow them and knit them together and build something out to make a miracle in the world. It's true, too, that we all have wings, freedom. But wings aren't helpful if we don't use them for good. Freedom isn't helpful if it's not there to do something powerful to make the world a better place. And so the question before us this morning is, how can we use our roots and our wings to do something to change the world? What is it that this world around us need, that Manassas, Prince William County, Northern Virginia, that the world needs? Brew, this beloved community, this welcoming place, sees our mission lived out daily, not just here in our space, but throughout the world. By building this community, we encourage people to know who they are and how they came to be in this world and what they would do if they were free. We invite people not just to come and be with us, not just to sit around us and listen to us talk as though we have the truth, but we invite them to share at a table of true welcoming, which means that everyone has a voice. Each of us, no matter your age, your race, your theology. So let us make it so. Let us make a place for everyone at the table. And in so doing, may we find our roots nurtured and supported, and may we spread our wings and fly. Amen, and blessed be.